Ceremonial magic is the ancient art of invoking and controlling spirits by a scientific application of certain formulae. A magician enveloped in sanctified vestments and carrying a wand inscribed with hieroglyphic figures could, by the power vested in certain words and symbols, control the invisible inhabitants of the elements and of the astral world. While the elaborate ceremonial magic of antiquity was not necessarily evil, there arose from its perversion several false schools of sorcery, or black magic. Egypt, a great center of learning and the birthplace of many arts and sciences, furnished an ideal environment for transcendental experimentation. Here, the black magicians of Atlantis continued to exercise their superhuman powers until they had completely undermined and corrupted the morals of the primitive mysteries. By establishing a sacerdotal caste, they usurped the position formerly occupied by the initiates and seized the reins of spiritual government. Thus, black magic dictated the state religion and paralyzed the intellectual and spiritual activities of the individual by demanding his complete and unhesitating acquiescence in the dogma formulated by the priestcraft. The pharaoh became a puppet in the hands of the Scarlet Council, a committee of arch-sorcerers elevated to power by the priesthood. These sorcerers then began the systematic destruction of all keys to the ancient wisdom, so that none might have access to the knowledge necessary to reach adeptship without first becoming one of their order. They mutilated the rituals of the mysteries while professing to preserve them, so that even though the neophyte passed through the degrees, he could not secure the knowledge to which he was entitled. Idolatry was introduced by encouraging the worship of the images, which in the beginning the wise had erected solely as symbols for study and meditation. False interpretations were given to the emblems and figures of the mysteries, and elaborate theologies were created to confuse the minds of the devotees. The masses, deprived of their birthright of understanding and groveling in ignorance, eventually became the abject slaves of the spiritual impostors. Superstition universally prevailed, and the black magicians completely dominated national affairs, with the result that humanity still suffers from the sophistries of the priestcrafts of Atlantis and Egypt. Fully convinced that their scriptures sanctioned it, numerous medieval Kabbalists devoted their lives to the practice of ceremonial magic. The transcendentalism of the Kabbalist is founded upon the ancient magical formula of King Solomon, who has long been considered by the Jews as the prince of ceremonial magicians. Among the Kabbalists of the Middle Ages were a great number of black magicians who strayed from the noble concepts of the Sefer Yetzirah and became enmeshed in demonism and witchcraft. They sought to substitute magic mirrors, consecrated daggers, and circles spread around posts of coffin nails for the living of that virtuous life which, without the assistance of complicated rituals or submundane creatures, unfailingly brings man to the state of true individual completion. Those who sought to control elemental spirits through ceremonial magic did so largely with the hope of securing from the invisible worlds either rare knowledge or supernatural power. The little red demon of Napoleon Bonaparte and the infamous auricular heads of Demisi are examples of the disastrous results of permitting elemental beings to dictate the course of human procedure. While the learned and godlike daemon of Socrates seems to have been an exception, this really proves that the intellectual and moral status of the magician has much to do with the type of elemental he is capable of invoking. But even the daemon of Socrates deserted the philosopher when the sentence of death was passed. Transcendentalism and all forms of phenomenalistic magic are but blind alleys, outgrowths of Atlantean sorcery, and those who forsake the straight path of philosophy to wander therein almost invariably fall victims to their imprudence. Man, incapable of controlling his own appetites, is not equal to the task of governing the fiery and tempestuous elemental spirits. So states Manly P. Hall in The Secret Teachings Through the Ages. Most people believe in an atomic bomb, even though they've never seen one or seen its destruction, except through pictures, video, scientists telling you about it. Most people on the planet don't believe in flying saucers, even though they've been shown pictures and video and scientists have talked to them about it. What creates our reality tunnel? My father both built nuclear missiles and chased flying saucers for the government. I had to accept these things into my reality tunnel. My father also practiced a form of ceremonial magic known as Kabbalism as the worshipful master of the Kaiserslautern Lodge in Germany. So where do our belief systems come from? What is magic? Some say magic is the invocation and exploitation of synchronicity. All practices build up a momentum of their own. What we desire eventually becomes true. Madame Velasky tells us the art of divine magic consists in the ability to perceive the essence of things in the light of nature. And by using the soul powers of the spirit to produce material things from the unseen universe. And in such operations, the above and the below must be brought together and made to act harmoniously. Magic is spiritual wisdom. Arcane knowledge misapplied is sorcery. So they say that magic was the highest knowledge of natural philosophy, and the magician differed from the witch in this, that while the latter was an ignorant instrument in the hands of the demons, the former had become their master by the powerful intermediation of science, which was only within the reach of a few, in which these beings were powerless to obey. All events are basically magical, arising spontaneously without prior cause. Physical laws are only statistical approximations. Consciousness, magic, and chaos are the same thing. Consciousness also makes things happen without prior cause. It's the great questions on the nature of God, the origin of the material world, and the relationship of God to man. The physical universe is seen as the result of emanations or outflowing from the deity, ten in all, called the Sephiroth. Here, in English, will, wisdom, understanding, love, strength, harmony, glory, victory, foundation, and kingdom. Now, Pike clearly believed that virtually all important Masonic symbolism derived from the Kabbalah. Kabbalah is exercise in the acquisition of intuitive knowledge, the true gnosis, or so states the glossary to Morals and Dogma. Albert Pike mentions Kabbalism in Morals and Dogma no less than 87 times. Throughout the entire book, it states that the magic of Freemasonry is Kabbalism. So when we look into what Kabbalism is, we find a story of Moses going up to the mount to receive the laws from the burning bush. Well, it's stated that he actually went up to the mount three times, and on the first he got the law, and on the second he got the soul of the law, and on the third he got the soul of the law. This was Kabbalism. I'm not one to believe that magic is a thing to be feared or revered. I feel it's something that we need to understand. I feel it's something that is a major influence in the world politics and in the very creation of civilization, and that it is being ignored, disbelieved. The incredulous nature of humanity, and it's not presented to us except for in its abstract form through Disney films. So we have no way of really conceiving or thinking about this topic. Now, there are numerous people out there practicing the Kabbalah. I've certainly run into them all over, and I have many friends here who practice the Kabbalah. Now, the fact that I highlight sorcery and the black magicians of Atlantis is, put me in some interesting places, and so I end up on many, say, Christian talk shows, or even, you know, Christian patriot talk shows, and man, you know, I'm so outside their box that it's hard for me to even discuss things with them. And I find it truly intriguing as I'm drawn into these circles to explain my perspective. It's something that is just not put into our world, and you can watch when I'm talking with Alex Jones in that Google video as we're being filmed by the Discovery Channel, and I'm certain I'm going to look like a total nut job because Alex wouldn't really let me finish a thought. And I never did get my best examples of sorcery out to those Discovery guys. But you see that here Alex has been torn in between the two worlds because he himself has walked into Bohemian Grove and witnessed them worshipping the 40-foot stone owl god, or goddess. And now he has to consider it. He has to think about, well, what is this? And so this is what I've introduced to the planet, and to those of you within the sound of my voice, is the nefarious dealings of the sorcerers of Atlantis. And from this, I have been put into the category of an anti-magician, and that simply just isn't what I am. Now, the ceremonial magic I'm not into, because I see the programming and I see it as a method of control. I watch as Aleister Crowley secretly puts his code name into his rituals, and, you know, just things of this nature where the methods are misapplied. Now, certainly this knowledge, a simple formula based on numbers, letters, a triangle, a square, and a circle, and encompasses all of the world and the universe and the multiverse, seems quite logical and possible to me. Certainly there is a higher science. Why is it that the ancients knew of this higher science and we do not is a question that should be pondered by many. Now, our leaders absolutely believe in Atlantis. They note it. They talk about it. They believe they are Atlantean adepts, and I happen to believe them. There are many open works on that topic, and many a Freemason speaking about things that most people don't think that they are, you know. The ancient world as explained by La Plongeon or Churchward, and you start to get into Atlantis and Lemuria and ceremonial magic and ritual magic, you start to discover that our leaders are thinking completely different thoughts than we attribute to them. And civilization has completely different agenda than what we are told. If we're told anything. Now, our belief systems, or BS, are hand-fed to us. It came from the ancient gods, these perhaps Atlanteans, perhaps Martians, perhaps Syrians. What we do know of civilization is that it just plopped down on planet Earth. There was a major catastrophe, and boom, civilization. So wherever civilization came from, these gods were the first to rule mankind, and they were believed to be 20 foot tall and had supernatural powers to control humanity. And eventually the power was passed down, and a crossbreed, a hybrid bloodline of these gods were created, and we got the godmen, the pharaohs, as they stood and took over civilization. And you'll see that the pharaoh's temples were the things that dominated the city. They dominated the view, the mindset of all the people. Eventually, this pharaonic rule of the godmen was passed down to the priestcraft, and a second rule was stated through religion. And as you went to any town, you would see that the church steeple towered over every other building in town. Eventually, this was passed on to the bankers. And as you looked around downtown, the largest buildings were the banks. And then, if we look around today, we will see that the next L, the next Lord, Nextel, is the telephone companies. They now tower over the banks. These belief systems are fed into us. I've explained how when you come off of RCA's Space Mountain, which of course was owned by the Freemason Sarnoff in the beginning, you're traumatized and then led into a belief system as they project to you your future in technology as you exit Space Mountain. Consider the prestidigitation that Hitler pulled off. Now, he certainly was channeling some spirit through the Thule Society and obviously contact with extraterrestrial worlds or interterrestrial worlds or hyperdimensional worlds or spirit worlds, astral planes, giving him technology, high technology, in order to be able to take over the planet. This is a Freemasonic story told through Alan Moore's movie The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, starring old fine Freemason Sir Sean Connery. The use of this high technical power to control through fear. But not only through fear, through manipulation as they sell this technology to both sides of the spectrum and control both sides of the spectrum. Now Hitler, when he wanted to practice his arts of prestidigitation, he would actually set it up very ceremoniously as he would apply all the aspects of a stage magician. He would compact all the people together very tightly in groups and have them there at dusk as the sun was going down and get them in a fervor of emotional ecstasy through chanting, through showmanship, having the armed guards with all their banners flying through, walking monotonously, marching through the crowds. All the show of power with all the weaponry being out there and their high technological status as he stood up on the podium high above those in the granite wall and had behind him projected into the sky limitless light as a giant wall of light behind him, and even his speaking was a method of mind control in the way that he talked. And of course, it wasn't Hitler that was seen to be doing the talking, but an altered state that was brought in through ceremonial magic through his particular bloodline, which seems to be of the Rothschilds. So Hitler actually was not the man standing on that podium. It was stated by many who knew him that he was a very meek man that would sit back and be very quiet and to himself behind the scenes. In this, he instilled into the populace Nazism, this new form of control, the new aspect of the methodology or the new direction of the agenda. And of course, this is still the same old agenda of the black magicians of Atlantis. Same group, same people, same channelings. Same methods. Very methods George W. Bush is using on us today. But of course it's not him. He's the face man. He was raised by a CIA father, which you can consider the SS of the Secret Service or of the intelligence agencies. And you can believe that HW was doing ritual ceremonies on W before he even came out of the womb. maybe even as he was being inserted into his mother, the daughter of Aleister Crowley. Very strange planet. You know, there's a lot of things we believe that just simply aren't true. Certainly, Washington never chopped down a cherry tree. That whole story is a lie. That's always funny to me. Betsy Ross did not design the American flag, and America was not named after Amerigo Vespucci. There is no apple in the story of Adam and Eve, and there's more proof to say that Jesus is Lucifer than to state that Satan is Lucifer. Since the introduction of H.R. 33, it has become an accepted fact that Freemasonry crafted America. And if we were to look into the roots of Freemasonry, we'll of course be led back to the Templars and the Hashishim, or the Assassins, and find that ritual magic, ancient technology, and the gods have a lot to play with this story. So the truth of the matter is America is more likely named after the Templar Star of the West, which was known to them as Murica. That was given to them by the ancient scrolls of the Mandeans. So, you know, all the things that we think are just without question, without doubt, are right there before us, blatantly lies. And the very fact that a Freemasonic order did institute the creation of this government and the very ideals that we hold true should be taken into question. Now, I'm not here to state that all Freemasons are evil. That's just not true, and I certainly have an objective opinion on that, having a worshipful Master Father. What I am stating, however, is that these men controlled our destiny, never once explaining their agenda, keeping it constantly hidden, and even to the point of murder. So are we to trust their agenda with civilization? Are they we to trust them with our future? It seems quite apparent that we should say no. I'm certain there are good magicians out there, and I'm certain there are Freemasons out there working their magic for good. I know one or two of those as well. I'm certain there's more to this than I can possibly see, but I am just merely trying to transmit to the populace the fact that sorcery is afoot. And that what we have known to be civilization and what we call progress is actually a falsity manufactured by a secret organization that is admittedly in control. Now, if you start to look, as I was stating, the next form of control is the chip, and that is why the telephone companies are the highest buildings in the city. Start to just do a quick Google on the chip program and see how many Freemasonic websites you end up on. They are behind this very thing. This use of good to lead us into bad is a very insidious plot that I constantly run into, and certainly when I try to talk evil about Mr. Walt Disney, I get very incredulous looks. People don't want to believe this. So I began and asking this question, you know, what is civilization? What is going on? And certainly as I looked into systems going in with the chip, we come across HARP, and HARP is a very dangerous tool that can be used to control our minds. Now, all of these technologies can be used for good. It is merely our belief systems that keep them being used for bad. And only because we are ignorant of the agenda. So HARP was a tool used that I have been following for a decade now. And I have watched as its application has taken out whole areas of the country in power, and I watched as they just recklessly turned the thing on, never knowing exactly what was going to occur and the disasters that have followed. But curious, you know, as we're looking into the ideas of magic and its reality, and we get to the book Real Magic, and of course I had Isaac Bonowitz on the show, hoping to get him to talk about this a little bit, and I think I led him in that direction a bit, but he had said it had been so long since he had read his own works that he wasn't too sure of what I was talking about. But old Philip Emmons Isaac Bonowitz was the one academically accredited magician, and 25 years before the creation of HAARP, he wrote that it also means once we can get over the minor details of building an artificial antenna transmitter 10 kilometers across and figuring out a translation method, we will be able to build a machine that will be able to read minds and send out thoughts of its own. Once we get to that point, I'm heading for a neutral country or else the UN. Such a machine could be the greatest thing to happen to man since the wheel, but knowing present political policies, the inventor of the machine would be tortured into using it as a weapon for some government. Fortunately, there are defenses, only a few of which have been noted. This is the chapter in which he is talking about psi magic and the apologetic science. Long-range telepathy and the use of our minds to create and connect with reality. This, to me, seems to be the crux of it all, because as I watch in all of the magic wands, such as Hollywood and the politicians and finances, are all to design a mental attitude and a state of agenda within us. And it seems to me that what we do as humans actually are manufacture reality out of the thought world, the astral plane. Now, this is quite obvious, otherwise buildings and computers would not exist, because we think and then we create. So if you control what we think, then you control what we create. And so we have created this monster civilization which is killing every one of us. Now, there's no more time for us to try and reorder and restructure this dying system. It's just too late for all that. What needs to occur is the reordering of our very thoughts and the very philosophies in which we manifest reality. Kabbalists conceive of the supreme deity as an incomprehensible principle to be discovered only through the process of eliminating, in order, all its cognizable attributes. That which remains, when every knowable thing has been removed, is Ein Sof, the eternal state of being. Although indefinable, the Absolute permeates all space. Abstract to the degree of inconceivability, Ein Sof is the unconditioned state of all things. Substances, essence, and intelligences are manifested out of the inscrutability of Ein Sof. But the Absolute itself is without substance, essence, or intelligence. Ein Sof may be likened to a great field of rich earth, out of which rises a myriad of plants. Ein Sof was referred to by the Kabbalist as the most ancient of all the ancients. It was always considered as sexless. Its symbol was a closed eye. While it may be truly said of Ein Sof that to define it is to defile it, the rabbis postulated certain theories regarding the manner in which Ein Sof projected creations out of itself. They also assigned to this absolute not-being certain symbols as being descriptive, in part, at least, of its powers. The nature of Ein Sof they symbolize as a circle, itself emblematic of eternity. This hypothetical circle encloses a dimensionless area of incomprehensible life, and the circular boundary of this life is abstract and measureless infinity. The fundamentals of Kabbalistic cosmogony. Manipulation versus miraculous, order versus chaos. The Ein Sof has no form, it is limitless and indescribable, incomprehensible. Therefore, the very concept of the creation of the universe is order out of chaos. Now, man has a limited ability to do this same thing where we draw from our brain and create into the real world. Order versus chaos, or manipulation versus miraculous. This is human nature for us to draw from our universal mind to manifest objects into reality. Magic is very similar in this concept, except for it uses more of the soul powers as opposed to the physical powers of the human. And it also incorporates drawing from particular entities to manifest what it is you are manifesting. Now, what we find in white versus black magic is that typically what we consider a sorcerer of black magic is one that is manipulating for himself, one that has designs on uplifting his own ego and his own being to a superior level of those around them for use of control. White magic would be one that ceremoniously did his rituals for the benefit of the whole without using any of his own ego to direct the course. This is the miraculous version. And so here we have the manipulation versus miraculous, and this is something that occurs in our lives every second. And you can either believe that everything that comes your way is something that you manipulated to be, or you can believe that it's a miracle gifted to you from the all that is. For me, my life is miraculous, and I've given up to that very Ein Sof and allowed the will of the universe to guide my path. Now, it is my job as an incarnation, it is my duty, I should say, to fulfill the objectives that come my way to the best of my ability with love, grace, patience, and generosity. And I think that the majority of humans on planet Earth think in this manner, naturally. They are conditioned to believe in the manipulative form, in all the ways that I have been describing. So we are led to believe that we need these rulers, these aristocrats, these authority figures to tell us not to kill one another and not to rape, pillage, and steal and basically be psychopaths. But what we find is that it's these guys in charge that are actually the psychopaths, and on top of that, black wizards of Atlantis. They are evil beings that are so projected to us every day that it's inconceivable to the common man that they could be so evil. And this is the magic of their prestidigitation, their show, just as Hitler did the same. So why is life on Earth going so awry? Why is it so destructive? Well, because we're focusing on the wrong thing. We're stuck in future think when we should be right here and now. We're occupied with the manipulation of the future instead of enjoying the miraculous of now. We can re-achieve this state of being, and this is a re-achievement. We have been here before. We have been to the states of grace before. We know all of these things through our genetic memory and through our understanding of millennia that things are wrong, right? Just question how you know things are wrong. It doesn't take the World Trade Center to blow up for you guys to realize something is wrong. We know right from wrong, and I was always questioning when Buddha stated right thought, right action, right thinking. We know right from wrong. When I shot that little bird as a child, I knew it was wrong. No one had told me. But I can see how this power had been usurped by the magicians as I watched an Xbox game, and they had you shoot the bird the very first thing you did, and you didn't feel bad about it because, well, it's just a computer game. But this starts to mold your reality, and we start to lose touch with the miraculous, and this is where black magic seeps in. And our entire civilization is crafted from sorcery from beginning to end. It's just meant to be that way. If you look that the pyramids are geomancy and that these ancient structures were aligned to the earth grid, and if you look today to HAARP, and that's technomancy, and you see that they are still manipulating the very vibration of reality and recognizing that all is vibration, you learn that each sound has importance and that tone has a magical meaning, and you realize that these things have been what have been created for us. Consider the word absolute. Now, this is a word that means all-encompassing or all-enveloping, absolute. Well, Ab is father in Hebrew, Sol is son, and Utu is the son of the sun. So within absolute, you've got this trinity of the Ansof, the father, and the son. Who created that for us? Well, it's my opinion from the evidence I've seen that it was, Mr. Sir Francis Bacon that crafted the English language for us Westerners in his incarnations as Shakespeare and the author of the King James Bible. So here we see that the very vowels, the very tone that we emit is manufactured by these magicians. So start to realize where reality comes from. It has so much more to do with these guys than it does with just some natural occurrence going on planet Earth. Everything is vibration. And manipulation of the vibration is magic. Doing this for your own well-being and for the well-being of others is white magic. And to do this for the height of your ego is black magic. That's how I see it. So the goal here is to release the goal, in my opinion, is to release yourself from all of these manipulations, to start removing all of the cognizable events and to open yourself to the chaos or the indefinability of the Ansof, the universe, this intuitive, miraculous existence, and allow it to begin to direct you, as opposed to plotting out your future, as is directed to you by those that told you Christ's birth was on December 25th. It's a lie. So, realize that they have manufactured the reality that we exist in, and that there is no use of their reality matrix to release yourself from it. You cannot use the matrix to escape from the matrix. The escape comes from without. And this escape lies within the creative play and the miraculous outflow that occurs with that. And this is why you are all so constrained. This is why a calendar and a clock was created. This is why you know of an 8-hour day. This is the manipulation of your creative self. And then the constant barrage of propaganda telling you that humans cannot control themselves. When I see that people are so under control, it's killing them. And they're doing it to themselves. You know, question whether or not you're wearing that seatbelt for your own safety or because you're told to. And maybe, and don't suggest this, but I sometimes slip my seatbelt off just to see how I feel about it. And you know what? There's a great release in my soul. There's this feeling of not being bound, and I feel enlivened without it. So all of these things are methods of creating and controlling your belief systems, which deprives you of your childlike innocence to manifest in a childlike play manner. And this is why we don't have big feasts and festivals and don't live like hobbits. Now, the next thing, of course, is to accept that civilization has an agenda. There is a purpose for the mining of all the resources and the gold. And that this purpose does, in every way, point to extraterrestrial sources. As you consider that the pyramids are aligned to extraterrestrial sources. So, we will start to get into the idea of this Christ character, the canted square, and things of this nature next time. I almost went there, but I think I should save that for an entire show because, that's a big topic. Our generations are spawned of catastrophe, but we ourselves lie in paradise. This is why we know that life on planet Earth currently sucks. Because we have a recognition of the utopia, of the paradise that has been lost. And this is just within our nature. And so if you recognize that our genetic makeup allows for paradise, then we can release the control of these manipulators of reality. It's a strange place to go. It really is, you know. You still are living in this bipolar world when you allow yourself to have total faith in synchronicity and then still have to pay your bills. Yeah, that's you try and figure that schism out, and this, of course, will allow you to see the contrasting nature of these two worlds. But so far, I've found that it works out just fine, so I'm telling you guys, the water's fine over here. Come on in. I have tried to get so many people to follow me and just quit civilization altogether. You know, once you come to this understanding and recognition of what it really is and what it's about, then you can no longer serve it. You're already set on a new path because you want no part of it. And therefore your actions are altered because your belief system is now altered. And this is all the methods of magic. This is the ability to change reality according to your will. And free will is a massive, major portion of this story, and is the very nature of the ritual magic that we see, because they must manipulate us of our own free will and accord. So this is why you get state-sponsored terrorism. And why they tell you about it in a Lone Gunman episode prior to the event. Magic. So, where do we go from here? I'm trying to get as many of you into the recognition of this this magical, miraculous world that exists, and at the same time I get barraged by belief systems, and I get people standing on one shoulder saying, yeah, so love Jesus, and I got other people standing on my other shoulder saying, yeah, so love America, and these are still the same belief systems, they're still the same incarnation, and they are still the same story, and neither are reality in my perspective. This is merely spells cast by the Atlantean sorcerers. There is no such thing. And if you're proud to be an American, well, that's a very strange thing. You might want to think about that, because all you did to do it was fall out of your mother on this particular land. There's no such thing. You don't even know where the name America comes from. You don't know who designed your American flag. You know nothing about the creators of this nation. This is what I would say to the patriots that hit me with the Americanism or any other ism. It doesn't matter, you know. You fell out in Russia, you fell out in England, whatever. You didn't do anything. You're not, shouldn't be proud. I've never understood sportsman-like mentality. I don't get it, you know. I sit there and watch these home team people and their craziness. I mean, like Kansas University, oh my God. I just see people bust out crying when the team loses, and all of the connections that they have with this group, and just astounding to me, and why they would focus on their hometown football team, or their home state even. You know, you got to be a Dallas Cowboy fan in Texas. Well, you know, wouldn't you use a more rational approach to selecting your favorite team? I don't know. You know, this just—it never made any sense to me when they would come screaming to me, "We won, we won!" And I was like, "Really? What did we win?" And they just look at me confused. These are BS. It's all BS. It's all belief systems structured to lead you in a particular design to create this agenda that these beings that are channeling extra-dimensional, extraterrestrial, whatever you want to call them, entities are guiding our planet towards. And in all appearances, it ain't good. The only way that you could say that this black magic had any semblance of goodness is that, well, W makes me a hell of a lot better person. I mean, to have to stand up to this type of evil is something that takes courage in your heart and dedication, and, you know, going against the grain is never an easy thing. So, you know, George Bush, being as evil as he is, makes me a better man, and this is alchemy, you know? So sometimes I wonder if these magicians aren't setting forth some sort of alchemical plan to bring about paradise, but to me, I disagree. I do not believe an Auschwitz is necessary for the benefit of all humanity. It's just not the way I think. And I have more faith in humans than that, and I believe that we would be like a rose in bloom, left to our own natural devices. Forget the indoctrination, forget all of the propagation of this agenda, and just go back to growing food, and creating. And once again, you know, they will constantly promote to you that within that chaos, nothing gets done. Well, what do you want done? I'm asking you that. You know, humans will still continue to conceive the universe and manifest. They will continue to dream and will always have a drive to do this. And if it's done in childlike, wondrous play, then the technology that comes from it is childlike and wondrous, and that's where the world should be. And as you watch these magicians, you'll see that they kill the child. And I draw attention once again to Jean Benet, because look at what they did to this poor little girl, making her an adult at 2. You know, it's beauty pageant syndrome, but I watch as everybody wants to be old, and I want to be young. Well, all right. Until next week, maybe we'll get into the Christ conspiracy. Here we go. So, loving you all. Talk to you next week.
You just won't.